Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When we ask you to share holiday traditions, listener Laia Vicenz Fuste of Long Beach, California wrote in to describe a Catalan tradition called Dia de Nadal.
The Dia de Nadal is what Catalans do. We used to do instead of Santa Claus, now we do the Dia de Nadal and Santa Claus.
Dia de Nadal translates to Christmas log. And what happens will make some of you squeamish. See, this log gives out presents by, how do we put this, by pooping them. Here's Laia.
What you do is each family gathers the log of wood differently, right? In some towns, you go to the woods and you go get a log of wood. In my family, mm-hmm. for example, we had the same log year after year. And a few days before Christmas, about the
A real log or an artificial log?
No, a real log. Because in the old days, you used to burn it after
Got
you're
it.
Done. But okay. So you take a log of wood and you put it next to the Christmas tree and you cover it up so it's not cold. And starting about the 8th of December, you put food in front of him because the theory is that he's going to be eating at night. So in the morning, the kids, you know, they left some apples and oranges and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, and then the log eats at night.
Well, and the more you eat, the more you poop, right? And the thing is that we don't use the word poop when it comes to the T.O. We always use the word That's the one time, you know, in the year where the kids are supposed, you know, allowed to use this word. The T.O. doesn't poop. It's too refined. The T.O.
Okay. And so the kids, whatever age, they all have permission to say
Yeah. So you're supposed to put things with fiber, you know, like apples, oranges, things like that, water. And you keep feeding it and feeding it and feeding it every night.
Okay.
So then on Christmas Eve, you take a mostly like a broom or, you know, something that the kids can hit it with. And you hit it with a stick. And then you sing a T.O. saying, T.O., presents for me. You know, there's many different songs. And then you look under the blanket, you know, and there's a gift for you.
So you sing the song and you whack the log. What are the treats or the gifts inside and how are they found?
They're under the blanket. So it's like that you, you know, pooped and then you look under the blanket. My kids, they know it's, you know, that we do it. But usually the kids, what they do is like they hit it with a stick and the parents go like, go to another different room and ask for the T.O., you know, to be pooping or say a prayer so it poops a lot, you know. And then when they come back and they look under the blanket, then there's the gift there.
Oh,
and you have to
I
hit
see.
It really hard because sometimes you will look and it's like you didn't sing strong enough, you didn't do it hard enough, you know, you have to whack him even harder, you know.
And I don't know what age your children are. When did they start catching on that, you know, this the log actually doesn't poop?
I mean, it depends on each family. It's kind of like Santa Claus in the U.S., right? It depends of when you tell your kids.
Yeah.
In my family, they know. And I always knew, like my kids, they always knew. But it's still, there's the magic of, you know, I'll tell them. Like, for example, here in Long Beach, the tradition is a little bit different. What we do is that we tell them that the T.O. hasn't pooped for the whole year. So every year, they'll find, every day, they'll find like a little bit of chocolate or something there. We, in my house, we talk about poop. Like very openly, because that's what we do in the Catalan culture.
You're far from home, and your home is a place that fiercely protects its culture, its language, its traditions, its autonomy. You've been in the U.S. for more than two decades, right? How does this tradition connect you and your family to home?
Well, for me, that my kids know this tradition, it's very important. Any tradition, because our language and our culture is constantly being threatened, basically, by the Spanish government, because Spain just wants to have a Spain that's monolingual and unicultural, and the reality is that there's four languages in Spain, and then there's dialects, and then there's a lot of other, you know, cultures in there.
And I understand you and your family are moving back, is that right?
Yes. Well, I'm moving back and my kids move for the first time, right? And my husband. My husband is a firefighter and paramedic and he's retiring in March. I always wanted to go back. I was about to go back when I met him, right? And then I'm like, man, he's a firefighter and paramedic here. Like, we have to stay here now. And he was coming with me every summer. And I asked him to move back. But then one day he told me, you know, like, it would make sense to go there and move there as well that I retire. And I was like, wait, what? You're willing to move back with me? And they're like, yeah. And then, you know, we decided that we're moving back.
Well, that's wonderful. We've been talking to Laia Vicens Fuste about her family tradition, Dion et al., in Catalonia. Thank you very much to you, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
Now, after we finished, Laia Vicens Fuste said, wait, I have a Dio song, which, given the topic, requires Dio. A fair bit of bleeping.
Turrons, amelias y piñons, no
you can see her photos at hereandnow.org.